This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. I want to kick off with our affiliate tonight. I'm really excited about it. WWNC in Asheville, North Carolina. Love it in western North Carolina, the beautiful mountains. Excited to be a part of the team there. All the guys over there on with Matt Millen today and just all the team. And it's unbelievable. So we're excited to be a part of your family as well as you a part of ours. I want to empower your folks over there in Asheville to get well, stay well, and live well, and know that there's hope always for better health. Chocolate. I did say that. Girls, I know you're listening right now and you're thinking, if you tell me chocolate's good for me, it's going to be the best show in the world. Well, guess what? It is good for you. And that's the dark chocolate, not the milk chocolate kind, but usually about the cocoa that's about 75% or better. They had a study that came out. The Washington Post noted it, but it said that eating chocolate could benefit the heart, they're saying. A new study finds lowering heart disease by 37%. That's pretty good. The British Medical Journal did a study where they found over 100,000 people that they did, one out of seven in this study, consumed chocolate versus a placebo, and it increased the capability and reduced cardiovascular disease. So it's pretty amazing. So head to the supermarkets and don't really get the big five-pound bag of M&Ms, they're saying in the study, but stick to the dark chocolate. We know that. And a lot of the other companies, usually it used to be like the organic companies that were making the dark chocolate, but now a lot of the regular standard companies like Hershey's and some of the mainstream companies are jumping in. And the dark chocolate, remember, 75% cocoa or better, it actually has great benefits. And now they're saying for overall heart health. And a lot of cardiologists are actually recommending this to their patients, which is great to see. You think something that has been touted as being so bad for you actually is good for you. And so chocolate really does play a big role. It also helps with brain chemistry. One of the big reasons why when you eat chocolate, you get that rush. It's not really the little bit of caffeine that's in the chocolate that makes you feel better. It actually is a component in chocolate that raises dopamine. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter. It's a brain chemical that makes us feel good. A lot of the brain chemistry drugs that lifts you out of depression focus on dopamine. Well, chocolate does a similar type mechanism in the body. Literally two or three squares of a good dark chocolate can help raise dopamine levels sufficient enough to give you not really a buzz for 2 or 3 hours, but to help balance out brain chemistry for a couple of hours. So it's interesting. The effects of what we're finding in our food supply. Food can be our best medicine. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off right now to the phones with Gary. Hi, Gary. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Living well. What's up?
I'm struggling with depression and a little bit of anxiety.
Okay. When did it start?
Probably about a year ago.
What happened? Did you go through something?
I'm going through a separation right now.
Okay. Is that by you or by her?
By her.
Yeah. She still love you?
I think so.
Yeah. You have kids?
No, we don't.
No kids. How long have you been married?
3 years.
Is your first marriage or only marriage?
No, it's my third and her second.
Hmm. Well, here's the deal. At the end of the day, when she wants to kind of move on, or she wants to separate to figure out if she wants to move on, does she have a reason? Or is she just trying to figure herself out?
She's trying to figure herself out, and it's because I had so much self-esteem issues with our prior relationship.
Are you codependent?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not knocking it, man. I'm just asking. So, I mean, a lot of people struggle with that. Well, here's the deal. Relationships can be a real good thing, or they can be a bad thing. And I know it's hard to be separated because if you have a codependent type tendency, it's really tough because you really lean on someone else to bring happiness. And as long as you're in that secure environment, you feel happy. If that environment breaks away, then it feels like your security breaks away, and you can get to a place where you really get scared and feel alone, and that puts you in a really bad place. So understand how that can throw you into depression. But, you know, third marriage, and I don't know all the circumstances of all your other ones, third marriage is a tough spot too. And so did that come up with your other marriages as well, that same behavior, or was it different circumstances?
No, it was different circumstances.
Okay. Well, one thing I can tell you is behavior is the most important thing. See, I can sit here and talk to you about what can you do for depression. I can talk about omega-3 fish oils. I can talk about vitamin B6. And I can talk about vitamin D and the big role that it plays in helping with depression. And those are great things to look into. Your diet plays a big role. Serotonin and what the different medications do. And I'm going to get into that in just a second. But I have to tell you this, okay? The behavior that you're dealing with, like until you correct that, until you really get that in line, you'll never be able to have a healthy relationship. Does that make sense? So my question to you is, are you willing to change? Do you want to change? Or is it something you've been working on for a long time?
Yes, I am working on it now. Like I said, we've been separated for most of a year, and I've been working on myself a lot, but it's still with the depression and anxiety every once in a while.
Have you got some counseling? Do you have any, like a pastor or somebody you're talking with?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Let me tell you something. Guys need other guys, and make sure you have somebody that has a really strong marriage. They're a real strong guy, meaning that they're fine whether they're married or fine whether they're by themselves. Well, here's a key for depression. What can play a big role is our diet, and the foods that we eat every single day can play a major role in our overall health. So with depression and anxiety, the foods you put inside your body can affect brain chemistry at a very high level. So that's what we'll do in just a moment. We'll go into a commercial break, and we're going to talk about the different food groups and what they can do to affect things like serotonin and dopamine and GABA, which is a big one for anxiety, so that you don't have to feel like you're dependent on medications. You can actually take responsibility for your health and begin to kind of take charge. Because not that the medicine's bad, it's a good thing. And it's great to manage when we're going through certain symptoms. But at the end of the day, you want to be able to say, hey, I'm doing something proactive with what I'm going through. And you really can't. You know, depression and anxiety can be tough to deal with. You've got enough dealing with trying to rebuild yourself. But we'll get into some good answers for this, for depression and anxiety, when we come back.
All right.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own,
but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Great, talking with Gary about depression and anxiety. Going through a tough time right now with separation and, you know, just working on things with his wife, which I think Gary would throw any guy. I don't care if you're dealing, you know, working through certain security issues and, you know, being codependent and all. And just so you know, a lot of people struggle with that. But the depression and anxiety can go along with that, and it's natural. It's subconscious a lot of times. But it also can be nutritional, and that can play a big role. Are you overweight by chance, Gary?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So is your diet fairly good, or are you the kind of person that can eat pretty much whatever you want and stay thin?
I can eat pretty much what I want.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. If you can radically change some of the things you're eating, and that's tough a lot of times because when you're going through depression, you know, food tends to be kind of a soothing part of what we do. It can kind of, you know what I'm saying, you know, it almost acts like a drug in some ways. So, you know, eating certain foods can make you feel better and that sort of thing. But you have two main neurotransmitters that you're working with right now, the brain chemicals. And there are certain things you can do to help with anxiety and depression. One is by avoiding gluten. And gluten is a protein found in most grains. So things like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those kind of foods, they actually play a big role in keeping serotonin levels, which is kind of a feel-good chemical, from being at its peak level. And that's what the medication with Celexa that you're taking, that's what that's doing. It's attempting to balance out your serotonin levels. So you're saying it's not working very well. So let me tell you some foods that can help. If you look into that, they can affect brain chemistry. All right, here's a couple of them. Mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey. So are you like, are you vegetarian or anything like that, or you eat pretty much whatever?
I try to eat healthy.
Okay. I mean, are making these kind of changes something you could do?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. Well, let me throw some things at you then. Supplements that can be helpful. Niacinamide, which is a vitamin B3, and P5P, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's a version of vitamin B6. Now, those you can get at a health food store, but you know, you're going to talk with your doctor, and here's the deal. Supplements is a different ballgame than foods. And with supplements, you can't really start taking a bunch of things if you're taking those meds at the same time. So you said you've got an appointment, you know, tomorrow or the next day, so just maybe discuss that with them when you go, all right? And here's the deal with GABA. GABA's the one for anxiety. Talk to me about anxiety. Do you get panic attacks or feel like you can't breathe? What happens with that?
No, I just it doesn't last very long. It only lasts about like an hour, maybe at the most sometimes. But then it goes away. I just don't have it very much, but I notice when I do have it, it's like my body temperature's up.
Okay. Well, most of the time, have you taken any medicine, like Xanax or anything like that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
That's okay. Have you taken any medicine for it, like Xanax?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, to raise your GABA levels and get those manageable and where they need to be, here's the key, because GABA is more about not eating certain foods, but it's about staying away from certain foods. And so just to get into that, here are the foods that you should avoid if you want to keep your GABA levels at an equal playing field, all right, which can help when you're struggling with the potential of having, you know, the anxiety like we're talking about. Here they are: peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So a lot of those foods, here's the amazing thing, a lot of those foods sound healthy, don't they? I mean, like salmon, you would think would be a great health food. Spinach, oh yeah, all day long. But see, understanding what the foods can do that can affect your brain chemistry, that's a big deal. So something to think about. So I'll say them again. Peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So all of those. And again, if you want kind of the healthy foods that you can eat, the ones you should avoid, my book is available. It's empoweringyourhealth.com. That's where you can find it. And it's called Empowering Your Health. And it's very easy to follow. It's kind of how to do things from A to Z. And I think it could be a real good resource for you. And matter of fact, it's just one of those challenges when you're dealing with depression and anxiety, Gary. It's as you're walking through this, you want to be proactive. And I know you are. I mean, that's why you're reaching out to me right now. It's one of those things you want to just make sure you're changing your lifestyle. And exercise plays a big role, too. You know, when you don't feel like getting out of bed, you just feel kind of bummed out and you don't feel like doing anything. It can make a big difference just to go and get on the treadmill for 30 minutes or go to the gym and, you know, do your best to work out for 20 minutes or go walk around the block. Just getting that in motion. There's a lot of studies out there that have shown us that it increases the endorphins in the body and increases the functionality of the brain and make you feel better. So those are some very beneficial things from more of a lifestyle perspective that can help in dealing with anxiety and depression. But, you know, get to the root, man. I mean, really, as you're talking to the counselor and all that, get to the root of why you feel the tendency to put another person where they can make you or break you. And that's probably what she's struggling with. You know, women, they want to be adored and they want to be loved, no doubt about it. But they want the guy a lot of times to be the rock and to be a place where they can lean on. And that's what you have to be. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just, as you're walking through that process, I mean, we've all got stuff we got to walk through, you know? And it's one of those times where you've already been through several marriages, and this could be the one to stick. You know, this could be the one. If maybe she's having her doubts, that's okay. But you just get to a place where you can be the guy you were designed to be, that you're called to be. And as you go through that process, you know, good nutrition, good lifestyle habits, they can help. They really can. And your doctor can recommend certain medications that can help, even though Celexa might not right now. You know, there are other medications. There's tons of them, actually. And many times people have to play around with different ones to figure out what works. But, you know, you may find by radically changing your lifestyle that you may not even need the meds. And by working through counseling and kind of getting Gary back, you might not need it either. So just a good battle plan, a good game plan for you. But I just want you to know we're here for you. You can call anytime. You can email anytime. And we'll do everything we can to walk you through the process. And if anything, just be a friend to you. Thanks for the call.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin.
Robert Walensky.
What they need more than anything is the barrier, the wall. Call it whatever you want. Whether it's steel or concrete, you don't care. We need a barrier.
Making his case to finish the border wall, President Trump in McAllen, Texas. He visits the U.S. border with Mexico, along with Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz and Texas Senator Republican John Cornyn.
Out of that, 133.
So yesterday alone, you had
450 out of that.
The president speaking with a top-level agent from Border Patrol who says more than 100 illegals detained at the porous border from many countries other than Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras.
India, we apprehended some Pakistanis, we apprehended some folks from Romania,
many Pakistanis? Was
two yesterday.
So they apprehended people from the Middle East, and they do it all the time. You know, everybody says, well, where are they from? We're not talking about only Mexico. All over the world they come in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. A lot of people not sleeping well, I hear that all the time. Calls in here all the time. It could be due to blood pressure. And they're saying now if you sleep poorly, your chances of developing high blood pressure may increase, as the new research says. In the study, men with the lowest level of deeper stages of sleep, known as the slow wave sleep, had about 80% higher chance of developing high blood pressure than men with the highest level of restorative sleep. And the link regardless of the factors such as obesity or how long the men slept, that the reductions in the deepest stage of sleep is specifically associated with an increased risk of developing the high blood pressure. Dr. Susan Redline, who's a professor of sleep medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and also Harvard Medical School, there was a study published on the August 29th edition of the Journal of Hypertension, and it reinforced other research that has a link to sleep problems and raised risk of obesity and cardiovascular issues as well. But they found, after doing this, the researchers dividing all the men up in different groups, and they found that they took into account the race, the age, body mass, and other factors along with this. But in the study, they found overall that the sleep deprivation led to a higher risk of blood pressure. And the deeper stage of sleep that a person goes into in these men, the less chance they have of high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease. So it's interesting when it comes down to that. Sleep is really important. If you notice that in medicine, typically in healthcare, no matter what somebody has, no matter if it's diabetes, heart disease, depression, anxiety, whatever it is, if a person is not sleeping well, the physician typically will always go after getting them to sleep first, because so much restoration can happen when someone gets proper sleep at night. If they can get into the deep stages of sleep, the body can regenerate, it can restore, it can repair for the next day. And everything from hormones all the way around, it's so important and so critical for us to get good proper sleep. So great study, especially in the indication of blood pressure. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Patricia. Patricia, welcome, darling. How can I help?
Well, I have a problem with my face swelling.
Okay. When did it start?
Well, I just can't remember. But if I exert myself around the house here, where when I'm all by myself and everything, if I do some little thing, I mean, to me it seems like a little thing, but my body, it seems like it's exerting itself and my face starts to sweat. And also, in real hot weather, if I'm out, even between the car and the church, that little bit you walk, I get hot and my face sweats.
Okay. But only your face. You don't sweat in other areas, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I do. But that's the embarrassing part, because my face, I've looked in the mirror when I've been sweating in the face, and it's coming out of all the pores in the face. Big drops. And then they run down my face.
Now, are you overweight at all?
Yeah, I sure am.
Okay. And I'm not laughing at you. I'm just, that plays a big role.
Then I'll get rid of it.
How much overweight are you? If you said I need to lose this much weight, how much would it be, you think?
45 pounds.
That's not bad. You can do that.
I know it. I will do it.
Okay. And what is your age, darling?
85.
But you're just a spring chicken. You got plenty of time.
Don't worry, right. I'll lose the weight, and I know I'm a spring chicken. Everyone tells me I look about 60, but I'm 85, and I'm in pretty good health, and I can walk good, you know, and everything.
Have you had some blood work done recently with your doctor? When's the last time you had that done?
What done, please?
Your blood work. Have you had any blood work done with your physician recently?
Yes, I did, and before there was something a little wrong with my liver, but this last one it was fine, and the blood didn't bother him a bit. He said it was fine and all right, but I don't know what tests he take. Like you suggest, they ought to do a test for vitamin D level. Well,
absolutely.
I doubt he goes to that, but I should pipe up about it, I think.
Yeah, pipe up a little bit. Go ahead and ask him. Jump in there. You know?
Yeah.
And they think that's a good thing to do. Do you have any other...
I've been taking vitamin D because you like it.
Okay, good. That's good. Now, here's another kicker. Now, you sweat a lot. Do you have anything like diabetes or any other health challenge that you've been diagnosed with?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope.
Don't take any medicine?
Pardon?
You don't take any medicine?
Well, sure I do.
For what?
I take sertraline in the morning.
Ah, okay.
And let's see, I take amitriptyline at night, And
well, then just with those medicine, that shouldn't be a big issue. I would go to your physician, have them do a couple of blood tests like the vitamin D. That can play a role. And also your sodium and potassium, Patricia, can play a role as well as the excess sweating. So it could be an issue with the adrenal glands. It could be an issue with your sodium potassium being off. You could have a little bit too much on the potassium side. And they can check that through the blood work. So when you go in to get that vitamin D done, maybe have them check the other areas as well. And, you know, exercise will play a big role. Eating the proper diet is going to play a big role. And, of course, you know, I'm a fan of the anti-inflammatory diet. So maybe that's something you want to consider looking into. But 45 pounds, that's nothing. You can lose that. Really, you can. And I'm not just saying that. If you'll get active, really watch your diet, play a big role with that, and get focused and start making some of these changes, I think you're going to do great. So keep me posted on how it's going. Get the blood work done, and they'll probably find lying in there some of the issues of what's causing the sweating. And also look into celery juice, right? Celery juice has been known for people that do a lot of excess sweating or just pour out sweat seemingly more than they used to. A lot of times it could be a little bit of sodium levels being off, and it's the best natural form of sodium, not like table salt. It's a little bit different that we have. So check into that. Keep me posted, okay? Thanks for the call, darling. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Tony writes in an email from New Orleans, Louisiana. It says, me and my wife are proud parents of three kids. You go, Tony, and your wife. I think it's a great thing. Kids are the best. Our youngest is six and just started school. He's only sleeping a couple of hours a night. The rest of the time, he's walking in a room and in and out of our room. Is this a bad sign, or do you think it's only temporary? Well, it just depends. Sometimes kids go through anxiety. If they're, you know, he's just started school for the first time, so he's probably going through some separation anxiety from you and the wife. And so he probably feels comfortable by coming in, spending more time with you guys. So, you know, most experts and even psychologists would say in that case to not really fight it, because kids will let you know when they're okay. Sometimes you might want to let them hang out with you. If he feels more comfortable and can go to sleep, you know, every now and then it's not that big of a deal. And the pediatricians will also say that's okay. It depends on who you talk to. You know, you do need to kind of counsel him as a parent, be a friend to him, and let him know that it's okay. It's a natural phase of life. And what is your struggle? You know, everybody is dealing with something with their health. You funny, you talk to people, and they always say, you say, hi, how's it going, John? Oh, well, it's going good. You know, my diabetes is getting a little bit better. How's it going, Susan? Well, you know, the hot flashes, hey, they've been toned up a little bit. I just feel like I'm flashing all the time. It's funny, isn't it? I mean, you really talk to people and really just say, hey, how's it going? Half the time, people don't even mean when they ask how somebody's doing. It's just in the South, for sure, it tends to be just the thing we do. Well, it's funny because people, 9 times out of 10, I guess it's the older you get, maybe after age 45 or so, people always want to answer about their health. How are you doing? Well, they'll start telling you how their big toe started hurting yesterday. Well, you know, did you really want to know that? TMI. So the reality is there's some basic principles that you can follow to get your health back, to go from where you are to where you need to be. And following these principles every single day can help you tremendously. So you don't get lost in the clutter. You don't get lost in all the information and misinformation that's out there regarding our health, and you can go to the next level. So it's all common sense, and that's what we want to help you do on this show. That's what we want to empower you to do on this show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Obesity prevention they're talking about now should focus a lot on daycare. And the experts are saying that the fight against childhood obesity should have a new focus. We call it daycare. 82% of American children under age 6 are in daycare outside the home while their parents work. And that means that many meals are no longer eaten around the family table, but at daycare, where parents may have little or no control over what they're eating. Now, let me just stop right there. That is the case for a lot of people. The parents, you have to jump in. Whether you prepare the lunch, you prepare the meals, and you are in control. Do not let a daycare center dictate the kind of food that your kids are going to eat. It's crazy. But they've done a study. The kids in full-time daycare get 2/3 of their daily calories there, so it's really the older adults are driving the nutritional value of what children consume. They did a study at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, and they said, Benjamin Nealon and colleagues did the study, and they found that most states have minimal requirements for healthy eating and physical activity in child daycare. So there is some state regulation, but it depends on how much they're really enforcing it. And it may differ from public health expert recommendations. So like what your doctor would say is going to be different than what the standards are for the daycare. So you might want to ask, you know, how much activity is my child going to get? What kind of foods are you planning on? Make sure you ask all the necessary questions so that you don't add to the obesity issue that we already are seeing with our kids. We'll be right back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out online. Or send me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to kick it off now.
Hey, how you doing?
I am living well. How can I help?
I was calling to see if you had any suggestions for helping me to beat a dependency problem that I have.
Okay, what's up? How's it? What's? Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I've been dependent on hydrocodone for about 4 years now, and I'm ready to stop.
Did you start taking it for an injury or some pain management?
For an injury, a broken foot.
Okay. And then you started taking it, got hooked on it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it happens. It does. What is your age, Jason?
39.
Yeah. Have you talked with a doctor about it yet?
No, I haven't. You are the one I called.
Okay. Here's the deal. There is a great way to get off that. It's going to be hard. Probably know that. It's going to be tough. It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful. It's going to be uncomfortable. So the only way you're going to be able to get off of it, there is no silver bullet. There is no, kind of candy coating it. I wish I could tell you, man, there is the best way to get off this. It is, it's just smooth as silk and you won't feel a thing. It's not going to be fun. So my question to you is, why are you ready?
Well, to be honest with you, over the years, I've lost a couple of jobs, lost a lot of weight, and, I'm done.
Yeah.
Make a change.
Yep. You're ready to be you again.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think that whenever you go from kind of a, I wouldn't say you're in a bad place, but just in a different place in your life. And whenever you go from that to a new place where you want to get back to who you are and get back to that place where you can be productive and successful and you can make a difference and make an impact, which you can. But to climb that little hill that you've got to climb is going to be tough. So my question that I always ask people, it's literally I ask everyone, it's a subtitle of my book, and I made it that way for a reason, but whenever I work with patients or whatever, I always say, do you want to get well? So that's the question. So you're telling me yes, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the second question I always ask people is, okay, you want to get well. That's great. And I commend you for that. But second question is, are you willing to do what it takes no matter how hard it might be?
I am.
Okay. Then here's the deal. You got to find a doc in your area. And you got to go in there like a family physician. You got to tell them that, look, man, I'm hooked on hydrocodone. I want to get off. And most doctors are going to look at you like, sure you do. Okay? There are physicians out there that are really, really helpful. And they will take you by the hand and they'll walk you through it. There is a wean-off process that they'll wean you down. And there's going to be a process where I would probably plan on seeing that doctor about at least maybe even once a week in the beginning for about a month. and then go to 2 weeks, once every 2 weeks, just for the accountability and to know that they're there for you. You don't want to do the deal where they give you, if they give you a here's what might be typical. If they give you a wean-off process and say, see me in 6 weeks, don't do that. Is it's going to be too easy for you to fall off the wagon. Do something where you can hang with them a little bit more than that. And then here's another one of what you want to do. You want to get with like a registered dietitian and have them work on a dietary strategy for you during this process, because it'll be extremely helpful for you. Do you have do you do any other bad habits like smoking or anything? You with me?
Yeah, I smoke.
You do smoke. Okay. One thing at a time. I'm not going to push you on that one. But the one thing you definitely want to, the addictive behavior, dependency behavior is there. And so by you kicking this and getting victory over this, once you see the victory, once you push through, once you've made it, it's going to be easy for you to get off the smoking as well. You just need to see the victory for yourself. But a physician should help walk you through this, because there is medicine involved. And a lot of docs, believe it or not, family physicians are really the ones I would go to. Because they're kind of the front lines, and they see this a lot. And they'll be able to walk you through it and come up with a game plan. But as long as you keep in front of you the fact that you want to get well, that nothing is going to hold you back, that not one thing can cause you to go back and put one of those pills in your body, that you have a made-up mind. You got to have some goals, and I would write them down, and I would put them on little note cards and put it on your mirror. I'd put it in your car over where the speedometer is, where you can see it all the time. I'd read it multiple times throughout the day, because you have to have a reason. If you don't have a written out reason that you can see on a regular basis of why you decided to quit and what your goal is going to be, then many times people won't stick to it. You've got to keep your goal before you during an entire at least 30-day period. This is going to take a little bit longer than that. You just got to know it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. But if you're wanting to get well, then you'll make it. But there's not a silver bullet. I wish I could tell you that there was. But I can tell you this. Replacement behavior therapy is very good. Now, what is that? It is where you immerse yourself in some form of hobby or habit. So, for example, if you're trying to kick this, and maybe you get in, I don't know what you're into, but maybe you get into healthy eating or exercise or something that you can really kind of throw yourself into that is something you do every single day that you love doing. Maybe it's fishing, maybe it's golf, maybe it's tennis, and get addicted to that, the hobby, or, you know, some type of new lifestyle choice. And by getting into that, it'll slowly remove the other from your life, the addictive behavior to the drug. So that can be very helpful. But keep me posted. I want to know how it goes. And, of course, here on the show, we're always here for you. All right? Thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237, or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.